Welcome back.
Hey,
y'all. It's been a minute, right? Since we last connected on here. I know y'all are probably just as excited as we are, clearly.
Yes.
Such an exciting time to be coming back and to come with a new and fresh energy for this season. Season two of the Afro Yoga Podcast. We are here. Season two. And we did some work in season one, man.
Yes. Right? I'm still shook from season one. I'm still working on some of that homework.
Man, are y'all still listening to season one? Did y'all listen to season one? We started in January and we went into like yogic principles. We talked about some really dope yogic principles and how to apply them to everyday life.
Yes.
We got into some wellness stuff.
The namas.
The yamas and niyamas.
Pray for me, y'all.
Pray for her. She needs Jesus.
Come on, yogis.
Yamas and niyamas. We did some stuff around wellness entrepreneurship. Yes. We did some things around mental health.
Yeah, it was a good season. It was a really good season.
So it's exciting to be back. Y'all know, well, you may not know, Nicole knows. When I get an idea, I just run with it.
Let's go.
So the idea came recently and it was like, yo, you should do something international. Like, I was thinking about all of the connections that I had made, you know, as we have really become global with the online studio and just everything that's sort of gone on. I thought it would be really dope to connect more deeply with some of these women that I had come in contact with from around the world and actually take some time to talk about the state of wellness. And I got particularly inspired by Kayla, who is in Cuba. She's doing a medical program in Cuba. She's originally from the Bay Area. She's amazing. Shout out Kayla if you're in here. Chloe, we're gonna get you in just a second. Hey Carolina, I see a bunch of my mentees in here. And so you know, we talked about like this concept of people kind of just want to dip and go to other places.
Yeah.
But you don't know if that shit really better than what it is right here.
Come on.
You know, and then also talking about some of the same experiences that she went through you know, in the States to having those experiences in Cuba as well. So I thought, man, it would be really dope to amplify this conversation because I was like, yo, I got to get you on live. And then I was like, oh, let's. And then the vision just expanded. Yeah. So we're really excited to have Chloe here for our first episode. She is from London. I'm going to get you in here, Chloe. I don't know if you requested to join. Let me see. I'm going to find you in here, Chloe. And it's actually funny how Chloe and I met because, Chloe, why I don't see you in here, girl? Request, Chloe, if you're in here, give me a request to add you into the convo.
Yeah.
Chloe and I actually met because I scrolled and I found her on Brown Bohemians and she had this beautiful curly hair and it was just like flowing in the wind. And I was like, dang, who is this girl with this beautiful curly hair? So I went in there, I started doing a little investigation and
investigation, is that what we're calling stalking now?
A little investigation, a little undercover, you know what I'm saying? She just seemed really cool. So I ended up reaching out. Turns out that she works in a now that you're in here, I can probably just bring you in because I just didn't see your name at first. And I still don't see it in here. I don't know why. Huh.
Oh, there she was. Just go back.
Okay, I see. Okay, hold on.
In your list.
Did I miss her?
Yeah, she was. Wait, go up. Go up. She was there just a second ago.
Okay. Please hold for technical difficulties, y'all. Hold on. I don't see you in here, Chloe. What the hell is going on?
That's weird.
That is weird. Chloe, see, Sade said she investigated her too. See, I wasn't the only one.
Investigate. I like this.
And yeah, she was really cool. Turned out she worked at a meditation studio, like a comedic meditation studio. Okay. She's going to tell y'all about it. Chloe, I don't know what. Hi, live. Okay, for some reason, I'm seeing like that's strange.
So, I'm sorry. Maybe we could show her. It should look like that.
Yeah, it should look like
send a request to be in Afro Yoga's live request.
Yes.
Down at the bottom. You might have to scroll up in your comments, Chloe, because it might be at the top of your.
That's really strange. I've never seen that before. Maybe have Chloe leave. Yeah, Chloe, maybe dip out and then come back. And we can see. Because that's strange.
No, not there.
So I thought that she would just be a great person to come through. Kasha says, as soon as you hop in, there's a square that pops up that gives you an option to send a request. Thank you.
Yeah.
So.
And I know when I heard the idea for the global and I saw the post, I just thought of you. I mean, the very essence of you is where you were born, where you traveled to. So I thought, oh, this is so in line with your experience of life. So it's just, I feel like it's you bringing us again and expanding us because you are an expansive being. So I was excited because I was like, oh, this is so.
And you said something to me yesterday. You were like, we're going to go travel around the world. And I was like, that's like such a cool way to think about it. So we are going to be traveling hopefully very soon to London. And Chloe is a member of the online studio. She's come to a bunch of the classes and it's just been great to be able to connect. Yes. There we go.
Right.
Ooh, this is gonna be good, y'all. Yay. It is all good. We are so happy to be with you, Chloe. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. I want to just begin. I don't have any like questions lined up. I have a couple of thoughts, but like I just want to start with just, you know, who is Chloe and what is it like in London and being a Black woman in London?
It's cold now. It's cold in London. That's why I try and keep my tropical vibes, you know, in my room. So
I like it. But, channeling the energy.
Yeah, I have to, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in London and what are your roots?
My dad's from Jamaica and my mom's English, she's from London. I've lived here my whole life. I travel a lot. I'm a Sagittarius, so, you know, gotta travel, that's what I'll be doing. So yeah, I love the Caribbean, it's amazing. So I'm just pretty much started working at the studio last December. Then we went on lockdown. Then I was off for 5 months and I just started back there like 2 days ago.
Interesting.
I was at the studio this morning. We're just trying to like set up for when people are gonna come back in September. We're just trying to figure out how we're going to do the social distancing and all that and still make it like a good experience to meditate and not hear like paper rustling when you're trying to meditate. You don't
figure it out. Real talk. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's a crazy time for all of us as we're figuring this out. Yeah. What kind of studio is it and what, like, how did you end up there?
Well, the story was back in 2016, I was going through like a stressful time in my life. I was diagnosed with blood cancer, but thankfully it's not as serious as I thought it was. So I'm like really, truly blessed for that. It was kind of like a wake up call that I needed to like de-stress and like get my mind right and just find that flow that worked for me. Like I love working out and all that stuff, but it wasn't really helping my mind. I was like, what can I do to kind of like get this right? So that's how I started getting into yoga and meditation. But I found the studios here in London, I don't know, everyone I went to, I just didn't feel like relaxed. And I feel like when you go yoga, you want to let go, you want to release. And I was like, well, I'm the only Black one here. Like this feels a bit like, I don't know, I just felt a bit like not uncomfortable isn't the word. I just kind of felt like it would have been nice to see some other faces that, you know, just familiar faces and stuff. So it was kind of a bit like, And then also the teacher was really rude to me. She kept like singling me out, giving me all these blocks. I'm like, I don't want blocks, I'm fine. Like, what's all these blocks? Like, I don't need them. Like, she was stacking these blocks. I'm like, I complained to the like manager. I was like, I don't like that teacher. She's really rude, she's really patronizing. I don't feel like I should have that experience for yoga. Like,
right.
She has to deal with that.
Like, I got another idea for where that block can go. That's so interesting that you say that because I feel like that's such a parallel experience to the stories and the experiences that I've heard and had here in the States. So that's part of the reason why, you know, I wanted to talk about like the state of wellness around the world and just like what is the similar and different experiences. Someone was asking, just for clarity, which studio do you work in? What's the name of it?
Oh, the Remind Studio. Oh, I'll just put it. Can I add it at the bottom? Let's see. This is my first podcast. I'm starting in style.
Oh, yes, you are. Yo, what a debut.
This is the bar now. This is the bar. The
standard is set. Tell us why you decided for this studio. Like, what made you come to this specific studio and work?
It was really weird. It was like on Instagram. So after, sorry, how do I get rid of this? Sorry, my bad. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, it's fine. I started a yoga class myself, like going to yoga, but I couldn't find one that I was happy with. So then I went traveling. I left my job. And then when I got back, I was like, I need like to find a job that I'm happy in and brings me peace. Yeah. And I was like, I started journaling, like writing things down. And I wrote down 5 things that I am passionate about. So it's like yoga, meditation, music, like vegan food, like travel, all these things. Like, okay, let me find a job in this area so that make me feel less stressed and more happy.
Yeah.
And then I was scrolling through Instagram one day, and then my studio I currently work at popped up. I was like, oh, the Remind Studio, what's this? I just saw crystals. I was like, oh, crystals. And then I just like emailed them saying, oh, you guys have any like vacancies? And like, yeah, we do have some opportunities like come up. So I just applied, and then I got the job a few weeks later, and I was like, this is so surreal. I manifested this, and this is happening. Like, I actually, this is what I wanted. And it's just, yeah, that's literally how it all began.
I love that. Nicole, I feel like that's like so the thing that you talk about all the time, about alignment, right?
And clarity. Yeah. Like when you wrote your list, then you made the decision that I will not settle. Yes.
I go with it. There's evidence. It's right there.
Yes. I love the evidence.
This happened. Like, it's crazy.
That's so dope. I love that. It just speaks so volumes to just the power that we have as individuals to create and have the outer world reflect the inner world. Like when we have that clarity you talked about. And then boom, it pops up on your screen, right?
Exactly. Like that's how I connected with Afro Yoga for Instagram. So I feel like Instagram has so many like blessings, like ways you can connect with different people. Like we found each other via Brown Bohemians.
Yes, I was telling the story earlier. I was like, who's this girl with this hair? It's amazing hair. I want to kind of take a step back now and have you tell us about what is the climate like in London? Like, paint the picture for us about what London is like demographically, culturally, and sort of like, how do you feel there as a Black woman?
Well, London is like very multicultural. It kind of reminds me of like New York, because when I went to New York, I kind of felt a similar kind of vibe. Like, everyone's just kind of free, like doing what they're doing, like all different cultures and races, like vibing together. But I found through going to studios, there's just a lack of diversity. Like, I just feel like, where did we kind of fit in? Like, I feel like if we're represented, if there's an event that's catered to a Black person, all the Black people turn up. Everyone's going to turn up. Everyone's going to show support. Where, I don't know, even the areas in London as well, like, you've got different areas, and you would think that there would be more studios there to cater to maybe more, like, say, people of colour, but there isn't. Like, my studio was the first studio that I actually went there, and I was like, wow, there's women of colour working here. Like, it just felt refreshing, but also at the same time kind of, like, weird. Like, it just didn't feel... In London, I didn't see this. Through my whole experience, I've never seen it. So I feel like it's great that my studio has that kind of, like, you know, they've got the teachers, the people who come. And even the experience I had myself through working at the studio, I was sitting at the front desk, like, the check-in area, and there was these 2, like, Black women outside kind of, like, peeping in, thinking, like, oh, what's this place? Like, and I smiled at them, and they came in. They were like, oh, we passed here loads of times. Like, we've never wanted to, like, come in. Wasn't sure if we could or, like, what it was. And she said, we saw you. We're like, yeah, let's just go in and just ask her. And it was just from then, like, they came back. They brought their friends. A little bit of representation. That's all you need, just to see another Black woman sitting there. They came in. They came back. They brought their friends, like, that's what's needed, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so huge.
It is.
They were probably crushing on your hair just like I was.
Yeah.
Like, I need to find out what hair product she's using. Let me come up in here and see what's going on.
I feel like I need to be an ambassador. Like, I'm
You should get paid. You need to get paid. Most definitely. What are your thoughts as she's explaining that experience?
Yeah, I'm wondering. One of the things we talk about here is economics and social economics. So if we're accessing yoga, what does that look like? Is it upper scale? Is it affordable, reasonable?
I would say it's very upper scale. And like the kind of people who are at the studios are more like the upper class kind of white women. So you kind of feel like, do I want to go to this session? Do I want to try it out? It kind of, like, in the beginning for me, it was so hard to find a yoga place where I felt comfortable at.
Yeah.
I ended up just doing my sessions at home or doing sessions with friends because I didn't feel comfortable. Like, I felt like it was so stressful to go, oh my God, what am I going to expect today in the yoga studio? I shouldn't have to feel that way. I should be able to go and just relax, you know?
Right.
So I feel like definitely studios need to work on that. Also, the price is quite expensive. A lot of,
What would a normal, like, drop-in rate be? Well, I know in pounds, it's like, maybe, like, double here, the amount of dollars per pounds or so.
So, from what I've, like, rented, sometimes 22 pounds, 16 pounds, depending on the area. But a good thing that my studio does, we have, like, half-price sessions in the morning. And we do community classes as well for like £5. So it gives other people, like, if you're a student and you can't afford, like, I don't know, £22 or whatever, you have the option to come and try a class. So I think that's a great way to kind of put people in. So I feel like a lot of studios need to kind of look at that in the bigger picture, not just about, you know, the pounds. Like, think about how much people you could be helping if you just make a few little changes.
Right.
Yeah.
You talked about like different neighborhoods and just like the diversity of the city and how the lack of representation is part of the barrier, right, to entry as well as the pricing. But do you think that there is like a sense or a notion that like what is the conversation of wellness for Black people and people of color in London or in your area?
In my area, where I live is pretty, like, suburban, like, area. There's not many, like, people of colour. And then if you go maybe, like, 20 minutes, you're in Brixton. And it's just, like, diversity, all this colour. It's amazing. I love Brixton. It's just great. So I feel like it's like, really hard. It depends on the area. So I'm trying to break London. So I'm from South London. And obviously London's very diverse and multicultural, but I feel like in South London there's more things focused around like Black men and Black women, especially what I've experienced from Brixton, the area of Brixton.
Yeah.
So it's just like just knowing that contact and finding that person. Like for Instagram, I found like certain people that, oh wow, I didn't know they did that or I didn't know they did that. There's so many little things popping up that I'm seeing happening more in London. But I think it's still very dominated by, like, obviously middle class, the upper class, like white women. I feel like it's very dominated by that, which I hope the cycle one day will break. I feel like it will because more people like yourself, like the kind of movements like you're doing, I feel like that will eventually kind of open the market for Black women to feel comfortable to be yoga teachers, even men as well. I feel like Black men, where are you at, guys? Like, we don't see you at the studio. We only see you at the gym. Like, come to the...
I think that's interesting that you said that we only see you at the gym. And when you started, you said, well, I was doing a certain level of fitness or exercise, but that wasn't conducive for my, and, you know, can you speak more to that? And then how did you find yoga or how did you, you know, you're doing, because, you know, we all know to go to the gym, like physically go work out. So what was that shift or what was it for you?
For me, it was just like, I was obviously, I work out like 4 times a week, I do yoga, I do like HIIT class, I do spin, like dance, all of that, and I just felt after like, okay, physically I feel I'm working, like it's working my body, but my mind just wasn't, it just wasn't getting that. I didn't want to resort to like taking like any medication to like lift my mood. I thought, I don't want to do that, I don't want to take that route. So then I just started doing my own kind of research, and it was like, yoga popped up, meditation, music, obviously music is therapy, music is vibration, that helps and all, but I needed something that I could do on a regular, like more consistent. And that's where it started from.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And even for my condition that I was diagnosed with, like stress really affects me. So I found when I started doing that, I was having like blood tests after my stress was, my platelet count was going down. I was like, okay, it's something that I'm doing. And I realized at the time I was doing yoga and meditation. So those natural things.
Yes.
Obviously, eating good, like, you got to bless your mind, body, and soul, not just at the gym, like, you know, doing weights and all this. That's not what it's about. You need to have something for your mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
From that point, I was like, okay, yoga and meditation is a part of my workout. It's not just going to the gym and doing all that stuff. I need that balance.
Mm, absolutely.
So that's kind of breaking up.
Yeah, same. Can you hear us?
The inevitable.
Oh, it's just breaking up.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you. I don't know if it's you or if it's us.
I know. Maybe are we frozen to you?
Okay. Oh. Yes. All right. You're back.
Are we back?
Yeah, I think so. Well, even if you're frozen, hopefully you can still hear us and then it'll catch itself. Curious to know what benefits you've experienced and from where you were to where you are now through those practices, like how has your wellness, your experience of wellness evolved? Damn.
They got us. Everybody's out here.
Amazing.
Uh-oh.
It's the kind of styles I would never thought was even to do with meditation, like books, like all these different kind of practices. And then when...
Shit, Chloe, you're breaking up.
In yoga. Yeah. Like, that was the best.
I'm thinking maybe jump out and jump back in really quick. Sorry, y'all. And in the meantime, if you all have questions for Chloe, drop them in the chat and we can ask her.
Mm-hmm. And then can you maybe let her? That little square in the bottom. No, that's your pinned comment.
Okay. Yeah. I can see you now clearly, but I can't hear you. Nope, I can't hear you. I can see you, like you're moving and everything. Yeah.
Video's good,
yeah. Ooh, y'all, technical difficulties. No, can't hear you. Do you wanna hop out and hop back in? So y'all, in the meantime, while we're figuring that out, let us know if you have some questions for Chloe and what your thoughts are so far on the conversation. It's been really interesting so far.
Yeah.
I think that the thing that is interesting the most to me is like the direct similarities.
Always.
Right?
The common feeling of having a desire, right? Having the want, doing the research.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this thing helps me. Yoga. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go try it.
Mm-hmm.
But then not really getting all that you've read, right? You've had this expectation. You have this hope that, oh, look at all the benefits. But then to step into an environment as a woman of color or a Black person and feel like, I don't.
wait a minute. This ain't what they said it was. Hold on. This ain't looking like what the thing was.
I don't feel like any of that. Because environment is huge.
Oh, yeah, big time. And again, that representation, right? Of like feeling like you are being seen.
Yes. Seen, heard, cared about.
Seen, heard.
You know, seen, heard, and cared about. And accepted that this is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because the practice itself is for everybody.
It really is. It really, really is. So they do such a huge disservice.
Yes.
When that happens. All right, Chloe is coming back from London. See if she can get in here. I wonder what she would think of my British accent.
Hey, Eva,
am I back? Yay! Yes.
Technical issues.
It's all good.
I'm going to sit here. Well, like, the signal's better here. I'm just going to sit on the floor. It's fine.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate you.
We do.
So what I was asking was just like your experience of wellness sort of from when you started to first read about it to now, like what benefits have you experienced? What have some of the shifts been for you personally through your practices?
Personally, I just feel like more like peace and more happy. Like I can't explain. It's a different feeling from when you go to the gym or when you talk to your friends about any problems you're having. Like it was just such a different, like, it's like a, I don't know, I can't even explain. When I first did yin yoga, I was like, where has this been all my life? I felt so free after. Yeah. And I was like, if only I knew about this, I don't know, 3 years ago, like it could have been so different. Like, it's, that's just how it all began. It's just like a great feeling. Like that's, I feel like from that point I was like, I know I'm always going to practice yoga and meditation. I'm trying to get all my friends on the same vibe, and then like they're stressed out. I'm like, look, all you need to do is just do some yin yoga, get a bolster, get some blocks, you're fine. This is what you need to do.
Yeah,
like, I experienced it myself. I thought, oh no, I can't do yoga. Like, I don't know if I can stand on my head or get my leg up like this. I don't know if I can do all them things. But then it's not just about that. There's so many different styles.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when I went to Kemet, almost even it was Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Even just seeing like the hieroglyphics on the like on all the things out there, I was like, wow. Like when I did yoga, I'm like, oh, I'm doing these poses. Like it's just, it all connects. And it's just like, it's just a beautiful thing to see, and just to experience yourself. Like, yeah, it's just. So I could never just like not do yoga and meditation. It's like needed weekly. And I feel like in lockdown, it's all I've been doing. It's like the main like go-to, like yoga and like meditation. Because my gym was closed. I'm like, okay, so you're going to have to like do your own flow in your room and just like. And then when you mentioned your studio, I was like, sorted. I'm sorted for lockdown.
Sorted. Yes.
Yeah. I love that.
Amazing playlist, because most yoga studios you go to, they're playing like spa music. I'm like, I don't want to hear spa music.
No spa music.
Yeah,
it's like some cucumber like, water.
No, you know, that's what I'm hearing. Like, I need to be flowing to that.
Yeah. Music is huge, I think, especially for Black people and people of color. You know, we grow up with music.
Angie's playlists are fire, y'all. Y'all know, y'all already know her playlists are.
You know what time it is. I'm going to scroll through and see a couple of questions. Yeah, someone was asking me that who mentored you through your meditation course?
Well, it was very random how I got into meditation. I went to a health shop and a guy had this like basement and he was doing free meditation sessions down there, and I was like, oh. It was like, you can give donations. Oh, no, it wasn't like that. Yeah.
I just heard basement and free.
Loads of people there. It wasn't just me. He just got me into meditation. He was like, try these like techniques. He gave me like different herbs and different teas. And he was like, just like try that. And everyone did the session. And after, we all had to say how it made us feel. I couldn't really get into meditation. I didn't think I could sit still for that long. I'm very like all over the place. Can I sit still for that long and meditate? But I did, and I was like, wow, I just did that. Like, and from that point, that's when I was trying to find like a good meditation studio. And then that's when I got my job at the place I'm currently at now. And then they have amazing sessions there. There's so many.
So the central focus of the studio is around meditation.
It's solely meditation, like crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. There's Reiki, tuning forks.
I love a good sound bath.
Yin. There's just endless, like.
It sounds really restorative. Like it's really, so really
you guys
restorative.
Are in London, come free. If you're in London, message me.
We gotta go.
By the end of this podcast, we're gonna have like a whole tour schedule.
Exactly.
I love it. Yes, and Brixton is somewhere I wanted to go for a long time. I was born in Madrid, and my brothers both spent time in London, and one of my oldest brother lived in Brixton for some time. So, and I've also seen on Instagram some of the cool stuff they do there, like outdoor music stuff and like markets and things. I'm just like, yo, this sounds so lit.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go. Michelangelo 3.14 says, but how do you keep that skin? It's the meditation glow. It's the yoga glow. Uh-oh, Chloe.
Oh, again.
We can hear you. Oh.
Okay, there you go. There you are. Well, how do you keep your voice?
What?
Wait a minute. Okay, you went into night mode on us.
Oh, hello from South Africa. Okay.
South Africa in the building. What's good?
Yes, yes.
My God.
Yeah, well, I can hear you.
Okay. Somebody wants to know about your skin. How do you...
how do you keep that skin? Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna stay here. I'm in the kitchen now.
I'm just gonna keep moving around the house.
Yeah, this should work.
All right, okay. Sounds good. Okay, good. They asking about your skin, girl. How do you keep that skin? They said
it's vegan. That's how it all changed. That, trust me, that's the way forward.
Wow.
No makeup or anything like that. I use like very natural products. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of water, coconut water. That's it. That's my skin.
I love it.
You heard it here first, people. Vegan.
that's what you're looking for. Let's go.
Water and coconut water. Let's go.
Let's go.
Someone's asking if we're all three yin practitioners. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Would you consider?
Now, see, I don't know why you want to put me on the spot. I have done like 2 yoga classes. So I'm the mental health person. These 2 ladies are.
I'm more like meditation than yoga, but recently I've got more into like yin yoga, which I love. It's like my favorite. Vinyasa, it's not my favorite. So sometimes I get a bit like twisted and tangled on those sorts of.
It's so slow and meditative. It's a great practice.
I did enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm sort of a self-taught yin yoga teacher. I started to experience the practice, and when I first came to yin yoga, I was just like, what? Like, there's something where I can lay down the whole time and it's still yoga? Like, it still counts?
It still counts.
Like, I didn't really move that much, but okay. And I just didn't realize that such a restful practice in yoga existed. And I think that really like sort of blew my mind, because it started to make me realize that yoga is so much more than the vinyasa, the power of vinyasa that they teach in most studios, you know? Yeah. And I think yin is so underrated. And I talk about this all the time, and that I think that for Black and POC folks, it's such an important practice of restoration and restoring the nervous system and giving space to heal the nervous system, because we're always on alert, you know?
Always. I mean, the stress response is continuously activated for us. You know,
it shows the fact that stress is a huge factor. It's like stress is like the main killer. Like, it just puts your body under all of this trauma. I'm an example of that. And by doing yin yoga and kinesic yoga, all those things to help balance my stress, that brought my platelet count down. Like, the doctor's like, what have you been doing? I'm like, just been taking more care of myself, like, and actually putting myself first, and like, that's literally all I've done.
Yes, absolutely. Sade says, from Scotland, which will be on with us very soon, how do you recommend a beginner to start practicing from home? Great question. You're in and out a little bit.
Can you guys
hear me? I can hear you right now, yes.
Okay. What's going on? I'm back.
Yeah, you're back. What do you recommend for a beginner to start a home practice?
Afro yoga.
Come on.
I love it.
Why would it be anything else?
Yeah.
The frown and everything. I loved it.
Yeah.
You hear.
Well, explain why.
I just feel like for me, it's the connection. Like when I first did one of your sessions, I was like, I felt like I connected with you and I felt relaxed. I felt comfortable. The fire playlist. So I was like, all this flow is just amazing. It's great. Like, and it's nice when you have on your call, like on the Zoom call, like everyone from around the world comes up and everyone's talking about their practice after, like their days. And it's nice to connect with other women from around the world. Mm-hmm. Rather just putting on a YouTube video and you follow all the steps and you're like, oh, is that it?
Looks like a deeper, like a deeper experience.
A deeper experience, yeah, that you can connect. And it's just, I prefer that kind of, because me, I'm very like, I prefer classes, like going to the studio. But then through lockdown, through doing your classes and like other sessions here and there that I've been to teach and how they teach and the practice, that's the thing for me, I feel. That's like the main thing. Because I feel like it's good to try an online class, then go to a studio so you kind of know some of the moves and you don't feel like, oh, I don't look like I'm doing everything wrong or anything like that, you know?
Yes.
Not like me, when I got up by the teacher, when I first did yoga, I was just like, okay.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you for the plug, and I did not pay her or tell her to say that, people. So just so you know, that was that was an honest review.
live.
Vivaciously Marina says, "I love that yin can just that you can just sit with your discomfort.
Ooh.
Such a huge part of the yin practice is just that surrender piece." And I talked about this in the last live class we did, which was, yeah, you know, to be comfortable in the discomfort, you know, to find some comfort in a place of discomfort so that you can move through those things, not only in your practice, but in your life, you know? So I think yin is such a, and all yoga, but I think yin is just such a life lesson on a mat as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Naima says, yes, the power styles drew me in and showed me the balance of meditation and gentler yoga practices. Absolutely. I think that, yeah, like you wouldn't know the restfulness of yin if you didn't know the rigorousness of a power vinyasa. Like they aim to kick your ass and there's a place and time for that, you know. Y'all know, if you've been around for a while, you know kind of how I feel about power, and that was the style I was certified in, but I just felt
you were
like,
giving it to them.
I mean, I was, you know, because that's what they said to do. They said, you're going to take people to the edge, and then you're going to bring them back. And so it does do something for you in the area of showing you your strength.
Yes, we talked about that.
But I just feel like there are other practices out there
for wellness, right? When we talk about wellness, mm-hmm. and restoration, mm-hmm. and a place to slow down, that's what he was talking about. Like, I felt good physically, but mentally, I was in no different or better place.
That's real,
right? Mm-hmm. So it's like running on a treadmill,
right?
You know?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you can get a great physical workout, but running outside is great. You see things you haven't seen. And when you go inside your mind, you get to explore with yourself in ways that you wouldn't just doing something physically vigorous.
Yeah, no, I love that. It engages sort of one aspect of yourself versus the multidimensional person that we all are, right? What questions do y'all have for Chloe, y'all? Throw up some questions and some more questions in here, and let's see what is going on. Chloe, can you hear us? Might I say that our skin is also looking quite good?
I believe so. Season 2?
Okay, I can hear you moving around. I can hear you prancing around in your apartment.
Yeah.
I feel the power styles pushed me to find something deeper. Now I need to get to one of your classes. Come on now, Naima, come on and come through. Because, yes, definitely. So if you don't know, and just as a heads up, all of September, there will be free yoga classes in collaboration with Thistle. I think you're there now. Psych.
Am I back?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it real time? Oh.
Okay, you can hear us.
Am I back?
Yes, I think so.
There's Man. So many people. I just think there's so many people on that the, you know, everybody everywhere is at home. There's a live, jump on. Like, there's probably a million lives on Instagram right now.
That's real. It's probably not even me or you. It's probably just the gram. One piece that I wanted to ask you about is, like, you talked a little bit about trying to get your friends involved and sharing that information. How has it been? What has been your experience as you attempt to share these practices with your friends and family? And has there been any resistance? Uh-oh, did you hear me?
Can't hear that, sorry, I just broke up.
Oh, no, you're good. As you're sharing like your experience with wellness and, you know, sharing with your friends and family and trying to get people involved, what has been the response and has there been any resistance?
Do you say the response my friends have had to doing yoga or meditation?
Yeah, just like you sharing it and wanting to get them involved. Oh, Lord have mercy. Instagram will not let us be great today.
I know. First episode.
Jesus
Come on,
Christ.
Instagram.
Come on, man.
We need you to get it together.
We need the gram to get it together. Okay.
It keeps freezing.
It does.
It does.
That's a bummer.
It's freezing.
Do you want to try jumping out and jumping back in again? Chloe, you want to try jumping out and jumping back in?
Well, I need to sit next to the three, so like on top of it, so I get a good signal.
On top of it.
So you're going to sit on top of the router.
So I can get a signal. Who hasn't been there? Who hasn't?
Oh my God, Lord have mercy.
We have all
we appreciate
there.
Y'all riding out. Stay with us. Chloe's gonna be back.
I feel excited though about going to London.
Me too.
I don't, is anybody else feeling like okay?
Y'all wanna take a group trip?
Yes, to London and I go think get we it? Should. We should take a group trip. Get this meditation on.
go to Brixton and party.
Oh my God.
You know, I need me some lovely. Jamaican food in Brixton.
That does sound exciting.
Because the little Jamaican British accents, them be the ones. I'm telling you. Telling you right now. If you are into Jamaican British accents, watch Top Boy on Netflix.
Okay.
Watch it.
All right.
Watch
it. I'm writing that down.
Please do, because it's a vibe. But if you get into it, Top Boy Summer House first. And then, yay! Lord have mercy. Okay, I'm going to ask you quick before anything happens. So as you've been sharing your experience of wellness with your friends, family, you know, what has been their response and has there been any resistance?
Oh, there's been loads of resistance for sure. Yeah. They're like, that's not going to work for me. That's like, they're just very like, they're shutting it down before they've even tried. Like when I first started yoga meditation, in my mind, I was like, maybe this isn't for me, but I have to try and see if it is for me. You know, I have to give it a chance. I can't shut it down before I've tried it. Mm. And some of my friends are like, no, I don't trust all that shamanic healing stuff. They're doing some like weird, like voodoo, some spells on me. And I was like, it's not like that. You need to come from in their mind, but I'm like, you just need to experience it and see how it is.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to get there. I've done some sessions together. We've done like during lockdown, I feel like they're just not as into it as me yet. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do it.
Mm. Someone was asking. I want to cry.
Oh my gosh!
This is so sad.
I know. Why Instagram?
This is disrespectful.
What's going on?
This is just fucking respectful.
You know, we might have to do this over.
We may. This is disrespectful. I feel disrespected.
Dude, are you taking it?
It's official. I'm taking it personal.
The pout has started. That's the official pout, which means it's personal.
Oh, God.
It ain't cool. Okay. Yes, I feel like you're back. Do you think that resistance... Yeah.
Oh.
Say something.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. That resistance, do you think it's a matter of like like that woo-woo spiritual resistance, or is it just that maybe they feel that these practices aren't for them because of that representation that we talked about earlier?
I think what it is, they're just not used to doing those kind of like practices in their life. They're used to like maybe doing working out, I can like help you, but sometimes it is more about the mind, and that is the way to connect. I feel like yoga meditation is just that extra connection to your mind and to be able to release and let go of certain stresses and things. So I feel like sometimes people don't like change or want to try new things, but even doing an online class, if you're not comfortable going to a studio, if you feel like you're not going to be like all the intermediate certain moves, like you'll get there. When I first started, I didn't know how to do like half of the moves, but then it's just like with practice, like you get there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
think about how you always use that word unfamiliar.
Yes. And you know, a lot, I think sometimes for us, our stress levels are higher, but they're normalized. And so what I heard you say is I had gotten to a place where I had to make a change. Yeah. So other people are, So if you don't hit that button, or if you don't have that breakdown, as we call it in our so-and-so had a breakdown, so-and-so lost it, they can't handle it. Until sometimes we have those, we don't look to try something, an alternative, as they say. So I also think our stress is just normalized.
Yeah. That's like me. I don't feel like maybe I wouldn't have ended up working in wellness or doing yoga or meditation if I didn't have that wake-up call to be like, girl, don't stress, chill, like, calm down, like, just relax, you know. And by having yoga or meditation, it helped me balance things out. Obviously, life is life. We're all going to have stresses come here and there, but that kind of helps with it, you know?
Yeah.
Keeps kind of you at peace and a bit more in calm, like, kind of space. That's what's needed, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in today's world, like 2020, what is going on? It's been crazy. Like, we all need to have that kind of like safe space. Like, we can just. Or did it cut out?
A bit, but I can still kind of hear you coming through.
Yeah. And internal self-regulation is huge. When you look outside and don't feel safe, but when you look inside and don't feel safe, that's when you just start to feel like the world is completely a scary place.
Yeah.
And so what I'm hearing you say is you found a way to feel safe on the inside, you know, and that I think as people of color, as women, the outside world can be a threat to us. But if we don't have the ability, because we've been told that, well, at least it's not this, well, look what we come from, you know, look what we've come through, but the quality of how we came through is not conducive to 2020 living, you know? So although there are phenomenal foundations for us to stand on, and we do not take that for granted because that has been survived, it's how do I feel internally safe though? When do I get to regulate my own nervous system and body? So I love what you're speaking to, that you just said, I had to find something, and I went to this studio and to that studio. And then, you know, you've walked around your place 5 times to get this connection. And I think that's such a metaphor of what we're talking about with wellness. You might have to move around five times. You might have to go to five different studios, but it's worth it.
Come on.
Right? Because you have skill set now that you didn't have 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, if you got bad news today, you have probably several different things you can go to right now to internally regulate yourself. And you can't put a price on that. So I guess I just want to remind people that it's worth it. It's worth the effort. You are worth the effort to find that place.
Woo! Yo, the metaphor though, that's...
How many times has she moved around? Do you want to drop out and come back in? And all because we're having this beautiful conversation. And sometimes we as Black women, we got to make efforts and we got to hop out and hop back in. And we got to... But it's worth it. It's worth it. We're worth it.
Absolutely. Ugh, that was beautiful. Way to bring that home.
Hey,
way to bring that home. Way to bring that home. Well, when Chloe hops back in, I think we, yeah, dropping jams as per usual. Absolutely. Shanila's in here. Hey, boo, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
So good to have you in here. I owe you a birthday present still. I still got you.
I do too.
So don't worry.
I actually have it.
Oh, nice. I just had to make it. So we are almost there. Yes. Yeah, that's just gonna be the go-to if it starts breaking up. Just leave and come back. Yeah, as we're wrapping up the conversation, and I just want to give you a big thanks. Just wondering if there's anything else you want to share, or anything that you feel you didn't get a chance to express.
I just feel like things are moving forward for like women of color in the industry, but I feel like really Black men, I feel like there's such a gap in the market. I feel like I see a lot of guys, as I said, like at the gym or at like motivational talks, but you rarely see men in general come and do yoga and meditation as much. But I literally, my whole time working in the studio, I've never seen like really any men of color come in and do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't come just on their own accord just to do a session for them. And it just would be nice to see that more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a huge gap in that. And I've been thinking about that more and more. Ooh. In that Black men are sort of being left behind in a way. In terms of, like, look at all the women-led and Black women-led movements around wellness.
Yeah.
There's so much of that. And yeah, you just don't see the equivalent. And a lot of times those spaces are really more geared to women, even like for Afro yoga.
Yeah.
So we might need to do an Afro yoga man, y'all, at some point.
Yeah. Or just that time where we can finally start coming together.
Yes. Coming together.
You know, and I understand the separate but it just might be time for us to just really synergize together and to show the benefits that happen when we meditate together, when we do yoga together. Yeah. I love those channels where the husband and wife or someone, and then they got the kid. And
I'm yes, like, it's so cute.
It's so powerful that this kid is just like, oh, I love those channels.
I do as well. Ugh, what a joy to have had Chloe come through.
Oh my gosh, that was life. Like the accent, the hair.
Oh yeah.
But just, yes.
All of it. Just she's her journey. She's a whole vibe.
Yes, her journey.
Let's see if she can hop back in here so we can tell her. Good boy.
I just rejoined again because it froze.
Thank you. You're a trooper.
Yes.
Just want to, yes, absolutely. We agree. And then just want to give you so much thanks. Thank you for taking the time to share of yourself, your beautiful spirit.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Good journey.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I'm sure that we'll continue to see you around. Now we got a place to go when we go to London.
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited.
So,
definitely, yeah.
It's
the Remind Studio, and it's in Belgravia, Victoria. So Victoria Station is the closest place how to get there. So
beautiful.
Yeah, definitely come check it out. Any of you are coming to London, definitely come by.
Yes. And if you don't already, follow Chloe. It's CHLOESM16. And check in with her if you have some additional questions and want to connect with some Black yogis in London. I'm sure she's the plug. So Root, she's coming on later as well. She says she'll definitely be stopping by next time she's in London. Let's continue to build these communities and these networks. Thank you so much, Chloe. We appreciate
you. Thank
you
so much.
And we'll see you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Oh.
I know.
Cheerio. I don't know if they
You tried to get it in there, though, with a little accent. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Yeah. As always, we got through it.
We do.
And as always, we lifted the vibration.
We did.
Because it tried to, the cycle tried to,
it tried to,
try to get it tried to do try us. To spiral us down.
It tried to do us, y'all.
And thank you all for sticking with us. Like, that was just lovely.
Yes, we are so appreciative. Tell us what you thought about the experience. If you want to go back to the post with Chloe today and just comment on what your experience was like and what you enjoyed about the conversation.
Yeah, what did you get from it?
What did you get from it? Yeah, what were some of your takeaways? What was your takeaway?
That it's worth it.
Ooh.
It's worth it. You're worth it. Your internal peace, your self-regulation is worth it to find something that works for you. Because like she said, her whole family was like shamanic, woo-woo.
Right.
I'm not going in. She went in a basement, y'all.
She went in a whole basement.
She was trying to
take herbs and shit.
She was after it.
Yes,
and it's worth it. You see her glow.
Yo.
Y'all see her glow?
Yes. Absolutely.
What about you?
Dang, I kind of want to take yours now, really, but.
Get your own.
Wow. You feel me?
I know she got it in her.
Oh my God.
Give it to the people.
You know, for me, I think it was just what I said about just recognizing that we're all going through the same challenges no matter where we are in the world. Like the representation, the lack of representation, the lack of participation, you know, having to dig and find the place where you finally feel comfortable. And the accessibility, right? And the sort of like the white girl model, the skinny white girl poster board for like most things in life, including yoga and wellness. And we really have to disrupt that. And we are doing it little by little. But there's still so much work to be done. I think is also what I'm aware of just like, we still got work to do and we will be doing it. But it's just great to see these little pockets.
Yeah.
Right.
It's working somewhere. It's like a light. I feel like we're going to like, I see a globe and I feel like a light just lit up. And as we go through the season, we're going to light it up and line it up.
Yes, absolutely. Naima says, I popped in late, but this was inspiring. This affirms how important it is to balance with calming practices.
Yes,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yes. So next week. Ooh,
where are we going?
Where are we going? Look up the post real quick because.
I wrote it all down in my
I think we're going to either Stockholm or, yes, we're going to Stockholm with Root next week.
Yes.
So that's going to be lit. And Root is in your lane with the mental health advocacy.
Beautiful.
So I'm really excited to see y'all vibe out on that tip. So join us next week, next Wednesday at 9 a.m. We are going to be going through this podcast all the way through the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two additional cities on deck. We added Brazil and possibly Spain for season finale.
Thank you.
That was just, that makes sense. Jeez. Sienna, I hope that, she should join. So, we're excited to be taking this tour, and we thank you for being with us. So check in next week, Wednesday at 9. I am in Sacramento, so you're a skip and a hop away.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Different person, different conversation. Well, similar conversation.
Yes.
All right, y'all.
Thanks,
peace and
y'all.
Love. Thanks for tuning in. And also anywhere that you stream podcasts, you can stream.
Yes,
all right?
Yes.
We love you.
Share it with a friend.
Share it with a friend. Please share it with a friend. Bye, y'all.
Bye.